They were getting destroyed, they had hardly inflicted any casualties, and they had the gall to perform the victory and end the game right under their noses. Only then did it occur to William B. that not only had Dragon Army ended the game, it was possible that under the rules they had won it. After all, no matter what happened, you were not certified as the winner unless you had enough unfrozen soldiers to touch the corners of the gate and pass someone through into the enemy's corridor. Therefore, by one way of thinking, you could argue that the ending ritual was victory. The battle room certainly recognized it as the end of the game. The teacher gate opened and Major Anderson came into the room. "Ender," he called, looking around. One of the frozen dragon soldiers tried to answer him through jaws that were clamped shut by the flash suit. Anderson hooked over to him and thawed him. Ender was smiling.
"I beat you again, sir," he said.
"Nonsense, Ender," Anderson said softly. "Your battle was with Griffin and Tiger."
"How stupid do you think I am?" said Ender.
Loudly, Anderson said, "After that little maneuver, the rules are being revised to require that all of the enemy's soldiers must be frozen or disabled before the gate can be reversed."
"They could only work once anyway," Ender said.
Anderson handed him the hook. Ender unfroze everyone at once. To hell with protocol. To hell with everything. "Hey!" he shouted as Anderson moved away. "What is it next time? My army in a cage without guns with the rest of the battle school against them? How about a little equality?" There was a loud murmur of agreement from the other boys, and not all of it came from Dragon Army. Anderson did not so much as turn around to acknowledge Ender's challenge. Finally, it was William B. who answered. "Ender, if you're on one side of the battle, it won't be equal no matter what the conditions are." "Right," called the boys. Many of them laughed. Talo Momo began clapping his hands. "Ender Wiggin," he shouted. The other boys also clapped and shouted Ender's name. Ender passed through the enemy gate. His soldiers followed him. The sound of them shouting his name followed him through the corridors. "Practice tonight?" asked Crazy Tom. Ender shook his head. "Tomorrow morning, then?"
"No."
"Well, when?"
"Never again, as far as I'm concerned."
He could hear the murmurs behind him. "Hey, that's not fair," said one of the boys. "It's not our fault the teachers are screwing up the game. You can't just stop teaching us stuff because..." Ender slammed his open hand against the wall and shouted at the boy. "I don't care about the game anymore." His voice echoed through the corridor. Boys from other armies came to their doors. He spoke quietly into the silence. "Do you understand that?" And he whispered, "The game is over." He walked back to his room alone. He wanted to lie down, but he couldn't because the bed was wet. It reminded him of all that had happened today, and in fury he tore the mattress and blankets from the bed frame and shoved them out into the corridor. Then he wadded up a uniform to serve as a pillow and lay on the fabric of wires strung across the frame. It was uncomfortable, but Ender didn't care enough to get up. He had only been there a few minutes when someone knocked on the door.
"Go away," he said softly. Whoever was knocking didn't hear him or didn't care.
Finally, Ender said to come in. It was Bean.
"Go away, Bean."
Bean nodded but didn't leave. Instead, he looked at his shoes. Ender almost yelled at him, cursed at him, screamed at him to leave. Instead, he noticed how very tired Bean looked, his whole body bent with weariness, his eyes dark from lack of sleep. And yet his skin was still soft and translucent, the skin of a child, the soft, curved cheek, the slender limbs of a little boy. He wasn't 8 years old yet. It didn't matter he was brilliant and dedicated and good. He was a child. He was young. "No, he isn't," thought Ender. "Small, yes. But Bean has been through a battle with a whole army depending on him and on the soldiers that he led, and he performed splendidly, and they won. There's no youth in that, no childhood." Taking Ender's silence and softening expression as permission to stay, Bean took another step into the room. Only then did Ender see the small slip of paper in his hand. "You're transferred?" asked Ender. He was incredulous, but his voice came out sounding uninterested, dead. "To Rabbit Army."
Ender nodded. Of course, it was obvious. If I can't be defeated with my army, they'll take my army away. Karn Karby's a good man, said Ender. I hope he recognizes what you're worth. Karn Karby was graduated today. He got his notice while we were fighting our battle. Well, who's commanding Rabbit, then? Bean held his hands out helplessly.
Me.
Ender looked at the ceiling and nodded. Of course. After all, you're only 4 years younger than the regular age. It isn't funny. I don't know what's going on here. All the changes in the game and now this. I wasn't the only one transferred, you know. They graduated half the commanders and transferred a lot of our guys to command their armies.
Which guys?
It looks like every toon leader and every assistant.
Of course. If they decide to wreck my army, they'll cut it to the ground. Whatever they're doing, they're thorough.
You still win, Ender. We all know that. Crazy Tom, he said, you mean I'm supposed to figure out how to beat Dragon Army? Everybody knows you're the best. They can't break you down no matter what they already have.
No, Ender. They can't. I don't care about their game anymore, Bean. I'm not going to play it anymore. No more practices, no more battles. They can put their little slips of paper on the floor all they want, but I won't go. I decided that before I went through the door today. That's why I had you go for the gate. I didn't think it would work, but I didn't care. I just wanted to go out in style.
You should have seen William B.'s face. He just stood there trying to figure out how he had lost when you only had 7 boys who could wiggle their toes, and he only had 3 who couldn't.
Why should I want to see William B.'s face? Why should I want to beat anybody?
Ender pressed his palms against his eyes.
I hurt Bonzo really bad today, Bean. I really hurt him bad. He had it coming. I knocked him out standing up. It was like he was dead, standing there, and I kept hurting him.
Bean said nothing.
I just wanted to make sure he never hurt me again.
He won't, said Bean. They sent him home.
Already?
The teachers didn't say much. They never do. The official notice says he was graduated, but where they put the assignment, you know, tactical school support, pre-command, navigation, that kind of thing, it just said, Cartagena, Spain. That's his home.
I'm glad they graduated him.
Hell, Ender, we're just glad he's gone. If we'd known what he was doing to you, we would have killed him on the spot. Was it true he had a whole bunch of guys gang up on you?
No, it was just him and me. He fought with honor.
If it weren't for his honor, he and the others would have beaten me together. They might have killed me then. His sense of honor saved my life.
I didn't fight with honor, Ender added. I fought to win.
Bean laughed.
And you did. Kicked him right out of orbit.
A knock on the door. Before Ender could answer, the door opened. Ender had been expecting more of his soldiers. Instead, it was Major Anderson, and behind him came Colonel Graff.
Ender Wiggin, said Graff.
Ender got to his feet.
Yes, sir.
Your display of temper in the battle room today was insubordinate and is not to be repeated.
Yes, sir, said Ender.
Bean was still feeling insubordinate, and he didn't think Ender deserved the rebuke.
I think it was about time somebody told a teacher how we felt about what you've been doing.
The adults ignored him. Anderson handed Ender a sheet of paper. A full-sized sheet, not one of the little slips of paper that served for internal orders within the battle school. It was a full-fledged set of orders.
Bean knew what it meant.
Ender was being transferred out of the school.
Graduated? Asked Bean.
Ender nodded.
What took them so long? You're only 2 or 3 years early. You've already learned how to walk and talk and dress yourself. What will they have left to teach you?
Ender shook his head. All I know is the game's over. He folded up the paper.
None too soon. Can I tell my army?
There isn't time, said Graff.
Your shuttle leaves in 20 minutes. Besides, it's better not to talk to them after you get your orders. It makes it easier.
For them or for you? Ender asked.
He didn't wait for an answer. He turned quickly to Bean, took his hand for a moment, and then headed for the door.
Wait, said Bean. Where are you going? Tactical, navigational, support?
Command school, Ender answered.
Pre-command?
Command, said Ender. And then he was out the door. Anderson followed him closely. Bean grabbed Colonel Graff by the sleeve.
Nobody goes to command school unless they're 16.
Graf shook off Bean's hand and left, closing the door behind him.